Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Modern life is the greatest scam ever perpetuated, and it's killing us. See, there's nothing broken about this system. It's working perfectly because that's how it was designed. The U.S. has the lowest life expectancy among wealthy countries, despite spending twice as much on healthcare. This is the Modern Human Starter Pack. It comes with the latest everything. Gucci frames, a smartwatch telling you all of your health measurements, the new iPhone equipped with ChatGPT answering every question that you might have, AirPods listening to your favorite health podcast that you won't do anything about, eating processed food and getting fake energy. Listen, you are a skeleton of who you are meant to be, and the truth is you're not going to solve your problems by adding another hack, reading another book. You're gonna solve your problems by one thing that you have overlooked, and I will tell you what that is. But first, I wanna share with you a story that will shock you like it shocked me. 70 years ago, there was a chilling Twilight Zone episode that came out. Season 1, episode 28, it features a man named Henry Valentine, nicknamed Rocky, a vile criminal who gets killed during his attempt to rob a bank. After he's killed, he wakes up and meets Pip.
My name is Pip.
Who explains that he is his guide in the afterlife. Now, Rocky, he feels like he is in heaven because Pip explains now he is able to get anything he wants, do anything he wants, and all he has to do, think about it, and it appears. Well, after weeks of this and having every desire fulfilled, Rocky becomes bored, restless, alone.
I'll spell it out for you, Fats. I'm bored. Bored!
He says, I don't want to be in heaven anymore. I'm miserable here.
I don't belong in heaven,
see? I want to go to the other place. And Pip smiles deviously and says, this is the other place.
Whatever gave you the idea you were in heaven, Mr. Valentine? This is the other place!
I still get chills. See, today this nightmare has come true. In our modern world, we have everything we could ever want, and we're miserable. You know, our parents would brag about how hard they had it. You know what they say, back in my day, we had to walk 10 miles to school. We drank from a garden hose and only had 3 channels on TV. You know what's worse than having it hard?
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at Caps guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Having it easy not walking at all, developing obesity, drinking from bottles with microplastics that are disrupting our hormones, having millions of channels with algorithms designed to rot your brain, war footage, gym transformations, a baby being born, your ex with somebody new, all in a 10-second scroll. Welcome to the modern world, where we seek facts more than truth, information more than wisdom. We don't nurture real friendships. We add people to our mentions. We talk to text. We don't talk to connect. See, we used to go outside to be social and come inside to be alone. Now we go out to be alone and come inside to be social. It's all backwards, like the whole world is Hawkins and we're in the upside down. But it's stranger than Stranger Things, because our food, it makes us unhealthy. Our medications keep us sick. And we don't operate with any type of logic. You know, Ben Franklin said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But today's motto is, yeah, but treatment is worth a ton of profit. See, we have technologically advanced our way out of good health and happiness. And the kicker is, we call all of that progress. But see, there's nothing broken about this system. It's working perfectly because that's how it was designed. This is the biggest conspiracy game in town. And we're all playing it. Modern life is the greatest scam ever perpetuated, and it's killing us. See, Americans are the most obsessed with health. How is it that we're the sickest? We have all the gadgets, the wearables, the information, the books, the podcasts. But the U.S. has the lowest life expectancy among wealthy countries, despite spending twice as much on healthcare. And this virus is spreading. Okinawa, Japan, used to have the highest life expectancy in the world with a diet focused on whole foods and sweet potatoes and vegetables. And then McDonald's and KFC moved in. Yeehaw! And now they fall below Japan's average for life expectancy. And so what is the antidote to this virus? Well, it's what Galen Clark found in Yosemite. In 1856, Galen Clark went to Yosemite to die of tuberculosis. He was 42 and his doctor told him that coughing up chunks of his lungs meant that he had 2 months to live and there was no cure for the disease. Clark said to himself, if I'm gonna die soon, then I'm gonna die in Yosemite, the prettiest place I had ever seen. But when he got there, Galen Clark, he carved his own tombstone, accepting his mortality. He then started living and eating what was available in Yosemite at the time. Mountain trout, nuts, berries, vegetables, a lot of clean water. No sugar, no dairy. He then began doing what he wanted to do. Hiking and creating trails in the place he treasured most, Yosemite Valley. And guys, I want to tell you this. He did not die 2 months later like his doctor promised. He died 54 years later. Just shy of his 96th birthday. Now let's talk about this man. His name is Tatwali Baba. How old do you think he is? Maybe 30, maybe 40, maybe a young 50. This man is 85 years old. He was a yogi from Rishikesh, India. He lived a very simple life, wearing minimal clothing, walking barefoot in the forests of India. He said his youthfulness came from intense meditation, exercise, and living close to nature. But 4,000 miles away from where he lived, there's a tiny village in southern Italy called Acioli, where reaching 100 years old is no big deal. Nearly a third of the people there live to the age of 100. But here's the thing, guys. They smoke. They drink more than average, and many are overweight. But they eat fish. They eat fresh produce from their gardens. There are no nursing homes. They take care of and support one another. Now, before you start saying, Prince, yeah, it's all in the genes. You know, diabetes just runs in my family. No, you have diabetes because nobody runs in your family. Remember this, genes load the gun, lifestyle pulls the trigger. Write that down, genes load the gun, lifestyle pulls the trigger. In 1901, a man by the name of Ansel Keys lived in Minnesota where the life expectancy was 49 years old. Ansel and his wife Margaret were nearing retirement and decided to move to Italy. There, they ate homemade Italian food. They published hundreds of healthy recipes. They exercised daily. Now, remember what I said. Minnesota had an average life expectancy of 49. When Keys finally passed away, he died quietly in his home a few weeks before his 101st birthday. His wife, Margaret, died 2 years later at the age of 97. So stop telling me about genes. What do all of these people have in common? It's not what you think. It is not what you think. Yes, it's real food. Of course. Yes, it's nature. Yes, it's community. But underneath that, it's one thing that nobody is talking about. But it is the conductor that controls every process in your body.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's your nervous system. This is what a lot of the longevity influencers like Brian Johnson get wrong. They're so worried about extending their life, they forget to live. In fact, trying to live longer, living a life of constant measurement, stresses your nervous system and you actually shorten your life because it becomes one more thing to worry about. See, if you were to die of a heart attack, and I hope you don't, but do you know if you did, what day it would likely fall on? Monday morning. Do you know what else happens on Monday morning? We go into jobs that we hate. Modern life is killing us. It's not just about what we eat. What we eat is important, very important, and we're going to get to that later. But more important is what's eating us. And modern life has lied to us. There's nothing natural about this 3 meal a day thing. 3 meals a day was invented for factory workers so that they could have more energy for labor during the Industrial Revolution. They treated people like machines and they still do. Maybe you eat bacon and eggs in the morning. Did you know bacon and eggs for breakfast was invented by Edward Bernays, the evil genius who also made cigarettes popular through advertisement, giving cancer to millions of people? Now, I know, guys, this is a lot to take in, but modern life is a lie. The Great Depression, you know the Great Depression, you've learned about it in school. The Great Depression was actually a great time. Well, okay, not for everybody, but I bet you didn't know that during the Great Depression, lifespan went up. Health improved. People out of work spent more time caring for their family members, spent more time making food at home rather than eating cheaply, quickly, and poorly. And getting no rest, and their pace of life slowed, and their nervous systems could relax, and their health benefited. Therefore, we need to be more like zebras. No, I'm not saying, you know, race, black and white mixing. Yeah, that's good too. But in his book, Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers, a man named Robert Sapolsky explains how when a zebra sees a lion, right? Moments after he escapes the lion, he can return to calmly drinking out of the water hole, right? Because the stress response, when needed, it turns on, but then it shuts off just as quickly. And the ability to complete the stress cycle is one reason why wild animals don't develop chronic stress-related diseases. Humans, however, do get ulcers. And this is because our stress on switch is rarely ever turned off. That's why we see so much disease, burnout, exhaustion. Check in with yourself right now. Can you relax your shoulders, or are they tense a bit? How about your jaw? Can you release it? Is your belly tight? Our nervous systems are constantly under attack because our culture is chronically activated. Every notification, every pop-up, every ding, 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 you're always available. And it creates this constant nagging pressure. Human beings are forced into being human doings. And you're never doing enough. It's like Chinese water torture. Right? Chinese water torture is this psychological technique where a person has water dripped on their forehead, and this unpredictable rhythm, like the unpredictable pings, it causes severe anxiety and mental deterioration. And then we become that frog in boiling water. If you put a frog in boiling water, it will immediately jump out. But if you turn the degree up a little at a time, a little more, the frog barely notices it, but then they become cooked. Frog food. 1 degree at a time. And this is what modern life is doing to us. It has us all cooked. Death by 1,000 cuts or 1,000 tabs. So I want you to take back your nervous system. And I'm going to tell you, you don't have to fly to India, Italy, or live in a forest. You can do that. But what I'm going to show you, you can do wherever you are. Because what's truly going to extend your life and make you healthy, it ain't going to be the next drug that they tested on mice. It's not going to be the next supplement that your favorite influencer is pitching you. It's going to be rejecting modern life and getting back to being human. No, I'm not talking about the paleo diet. That was another marketing scam.
This version of the paleo diet that's promoted in popular books, on TV, on self-help websites, has no basis in archaeological reality.
Paleolithic man never ate like that. But I wanna give you the blueprint, time-tested, battle-tested, based on not just what works in a lab, on one person, but what's worked for our ancestors for millions of years. It all starts with AI. What do you mean, Prince? Artificial intelligence? No, not that AI. Not artificial intelligence. I'm talking about ancient intelligence. There are ancient processes in your body that haven't been activated. They are buried deep. And these natural processes will heal you automatically. Slow your aging, regulate your nervous system. And once you stop bombarding it with all of the stimulation, see, modern life doesn't want you to be human. But that's exactly how you beat the game. But it's not about being superhuman. It's about being fully human. But to do that, the first thing you have to do, this is a term I came up with. It's called deconveniencing your life. You know, in anthropology, there is a principle I studied called ethnocentrism. To be ethnocentric means to judge other cultures through the lens of your own. This can result in believing that one's own cultural ways of doing things are correct or superior to others. This is a big no-no. Well, about 10 years ago, I invented and proposed a term to my professor, my college professor, called tempocentrism. Tempocentrism, tempo meaning time. Tempocentrism means to judge one's own time as superior or better than times past. See, I question if our technologically advanced world has truly made progress. Our conveniences have made us, by and large, sicker and fatter. So my suggestion to you is something I came up with. It's called deconveniencing your life.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Oxford Dictionary defines convenience as the state of being able to proceed with something without difficulty. Without difficulty? What is life without difficulty, without striving? Would you be as strong of a person as you are, as wise of a person, without difficulty? No, because as they say, if you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. What if I told you that this kills more people than this? See, the invention of the chair, which has allowed us to take a load off and rest, has been placed in every room of our homes, providing us instant comfort everywhere we look. But studies show, however, that sitting for more than 3 hours a day can cut 2 years off of your life expectancy, even if you exercise regularly. According to one study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, they found that people who sit, for example, watching TV for an hour, reduces their lifespan by 22 minutes, whereas smokers shorten their lifespan by 11 minutes per cigarette. See, this is also why truck drivers have one of the lowest life expectancies of any career. So you might want to rethink that CDL license. You know, there's a concept called the French paradox that you need to know. The French paradox is the phenomenon of low levels of heart disease, death rates, and obesity, despite high intake of dietary cholesterol and saturated fat. This is amongst the French. And this has boggled the minds of scientists for decades. But the reason for this paradox is walking. See, Italians have been walking after meals for centuries. The average French adult achieves 30 to 60 minutes a day of moderate activity. Relatively few Americans exercise for that amount. So my prescription to you is you don't have to abandon and get rid of, sell all your chairs, give them to Goodwill. No, you can. You could do what some cultures do, which is eat on the ground, right? In Japan, they have those low tables. But you don't have to be that extreme. I say this, just try to be on your feet more than you're on your butt. Try to walk 10 minutes after meals, right? The meal is the trigger to walk. Finishing the meal is the trigger. And work up to, throughout the day, 10 to 15,000 steps, which is what our long-lived hunter-gatherer ancestors do. The Chimani, a culture scientists call heart attack proof, they have the cleanest arteries ever studied. They walk about 15,000 steps every day. Bonus points if you can walk some of your steps without shoes. Feeling the earth, it does make a difference. So deconvenience your life. Take the stairs, stand up every 20 minutes. Don't look for the close parking spot. Look for the one further away. Walk to your coffee shop. Walk during your meetings, right? Steve Jobs used to do this all the time. Your brain works better anyway. Nietzsche said all great ideas come from going on a walk. Walk with your friends because movement is key. We were designed to move. And deconvenience your tech, right? Do you really need the latest iPhone? Is your life really that much better with the updated version? One study actually showed that people with simpler phones are happier. So just remember this, when you take shortcuts, many times your life is cut short. Fast food equals short life. And speaking of food, I don't want to be on this topic long, right? But I'll tell you this, eat foods that rot, foods with ingredients you can pronounce, foods that your great-grandfather or great-grandmother would recognize. Michael Pollan, after decades of study, said his best nutrition advice?
Eat food, not too much, mostly plants. Yeah, that's my dietary guidelines.
What does he mean by real food? It means stop eating the genetically engineered food that keeps you addicted. When he's stuffed inside of a box, right? Stuff that has marketing. When he said eat mostly plants, he knows that technically our ancestors were not hunter-gatherers, they were gatherer-hunters. It takes a lot of energy to kill an animal, right? They don't just lay down and die. Right? So the our gatherer hunters, they ate meat sparingly. Every anthropologist will tell you that. So try to go plant-based. Don't listen to these carnivore people, right, who watched a lot of movies, right? The Liver King. What do the paleoanthropologists say when they look at the dentition of our ancestors? See, there are two types of people. There are people who are plant-based, and there are people who haven't read all of the evidence. Now, when he says not too much, he knows that the most energy you will ever use in your life will be digesting, right? Digesting food. It takes a lot of energy. So when you don't have energy happening here, your energy can go and heal the body. I already told you the 3 meals a day stuff was made up. I personally eat 2 meals or maybe 2 meals and a snack. I eat my meals within a 4 to 6 hour window. Now, I'm not rigid about this because not eating is just as, if not more important than eating for your health. You will reset and regenerate your health and clear all of the damage out when you fast. As professor of longevity at USC, Walter Longo said, I challenge you to find something more powerful than fasting. See, my blood pressure is optimal. It's 109 over 68. My ApoB is 35. ApoB is the most important number in predicting your risk for a heart attack. That number, if it's under 30, makes your chance of a heart attack go to zero. And my cholesterol is 73. So what I'm doing is working. But no, I'm not perfect. I eat chocolate sometimes, right? I stay up late sometimes. It's not about striving for perfection. It's about relaxing into a system you know that works. And a big part of that system is realizing that there's no such thing as stress. I know that sounds shocking. Now, there are stressors, right? Stressors. But for 99% of the things you label as stress, it's really fear. And making that small language change will change your life. You know, it was philosopher Wittgenstein who said, "The limits of my language are the limits of my world." You see, words are spells. That's why you spell a word. It's easy to control people if you control the language. Orwell knew that when he wrote 1984. And see, the modern world has everybody talking about stress. I'm stressed. Stress, stress, stress. The very concept of stress as a medical term was invented less than 100 years ago by a man named Hans Selye. And since then, medicine has made so much progress, right? Curing and controlling disease like polio, tuberculosis, advancing cancer treatment. Yet reported stress and anxiety levels have continued to rise. In a world built for convenience, many people feel more overwhelmed.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Because we are chasing a ghost with this thing called stress. So from now on, whenever you say stress or anxiety, think fear. Because stress is just fear dressed in nice clothes. Have you ever heard a child say, "I'm anxious about the boogeyman"? The boogeyman is making my cortisol spike. No, they say I'm scared of the boogeyman. Children haven't learned that silly adult language, right, to disguise fear. And we've built an entire vocabulary to avoid admitting what we're really feeling and is killing us. Think about it. What are the physical symptoms of stress? Neck pain, insomnia, headache, right? Upset stomach, changes in appetite, elevated blood pressure, muscle fatigue, reduced libido, dry mouth, frequent urination. Now compare that list to what happens when an animal goes into fight or flight mode. They are identical. Fear itself is not a sickness. It is a natural biological response designed to protect us. And when fear is acknowledged rather than resisted, the nervous system can begin to settle. And as resistance decreases, relaxation becomes possible. Once you give what you're feeling a proper name, I promise you will be able to deal with it better. Until you name it, you can't change it. And the key is to feel it, right? Neville Goddard had it right. Feeling is the secret. The modern world is responsible for the desensitization of a generation. Feeling is our greatest power. You've experienced anger a million times. But what actually happens in your body? What's the sensation that happens in your right knee when you're angry? We don't know because we either resist it or express it. And expressing anger is not feeling anger. All our feelings have so much wisdom if we can bring our awareness to feeling the sensations in our body. When we resist certain feelings, they create blockages in our body. But there is nothing to be afraid of. So meet every feeling with curiosity and openness. All our feelings have so much wisdom if we can bring the awareness to the feelings and the sensations in our body. You know, somebody once said, all pain is really just resistance to pain. See, there is more wisdom in your pinky finger than in your Apple Watch. You don't need a machine to tell you when to poop. Modern life wants you to be dependent on something outside of yourself. Tune in to you, right? Talk to your heart. Ask it what it needs. Did you know the third leading cause of death is something called iatrogenic causes? A fancy word they use to hide what it really means. What it really means is death by doctor. And Hippocrates said, if you are not your own doctor, you are a fool. And he was right. Now let's go back to fear. Fear means that your nervous system doesn't feel safe. But did you know that you can train? You can train your nervous system. It is a concept called hormesis. See, every experience you've ever had has shaped your nervous system, a process called imprinting. Your nervous system becomes the filter through which you experience reality. And as Robert Anton Wilson once said, you don't experience reality, you experience the reality your nervous system is capable of receiving. So to allow new empowering beliefs to take hold, you have to upgrade your hardware. In other words, like a web browser, you must upgrade your nervous system so that it can receive new updates. And one of the best ways to update your software is through hormesis. Hormesis is a scientific term for good stress. Hormesis allows us to safely and intentionally train our nervous system to feel calm and in control under challenge. See, it's like exercise for your stress response. And the more you practice it within limits, the stronger and more adaptable you become in daily life. Ice baths and cold showers are common examples of hormesis. Cold exposure stimulates the vagus nerve, which calms your whole nervous system within minutes. See, at first your body screams, stop, 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 help. But when you learn to regulate your breath and remain steady, you teach your nervous system that it's safe to relax under stress. But here's an important part. Remember I told you about those ancient mechanisms in your body that were buried deep. Shivering is one of them. Shivering during an ice bath is a reset signal for your nervous system, helping to regulate your heart rate and breathing while strengthening your vagal tone. See, this builds resilience and restores a calmer baseline afterwards. Now keep in mind, colder is not always better. The ideal temperature range for an ice bath is 46 to 59 degrees Fahrenheit. And always consult a medical professional before cold exposure if you have cardiovascular or respiratory and even neurological conditions, as it can be extremely risky. You know, saunas, hot baths, and strength training are also examples of hermetic stress. Even yoga. Yoga can serve as a form of nervous system training, right? You breathe through these strange postures, uncomfortable positions on the mat, so that you can breathe through strange and uncomfortable positions that life puts you in. And if you don't go to yoga, I always suggest deep stretching, right? Even a little bit more flexibility can bring big rewards. Easier movement, calmer nerves, better sleep, and a body that feels like a friend again. Now, I wouldn't call what I'm about to tell you an ancient technique, but this is the one I'm playing with right now, and I love it. It's called an isolation tank or float therapy. They say inside of this isolation tank for 1 hour is like 4 hours of sleep. It turns your body off so that it can actually rest. I love it. You can do some really deep nervous system training and calming in the isolation tank. But the next thing that you have to do to combat modern life, this is a must. You have to go to nature. See, we live in these climate controlled offices and homes, and it feels great, right? I love it too. But it's weakening our immune systems and separating us from the natural world. Hippocrates said, the physician treats, nature heals. We need nature. But unfortunately, nature doesn't have a big ad budget, right? There is no big nature. Big pharma ain't making commercials about nature, right? Because big pharma will make you think you have a pill deficiency. It's in shareholder interests to keep you insulated away from nature, because nature will heal you. Nature will free you. See, when you were born, you didn't come into the world. You came out of it. Nature is your home. Have you ever noticed how it feels when you've been far away from home? Right? You get homesick.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You start feeling fatigue, just this longing to rest. I believe millions of us are walking around with a chronic homesickness, because for 99.8% of human history, humans live without buildings. Nature was our home. What happens when you take an animal out of its natural habitat and throw them in a cage? Right? It's called a zoo. Visit a zoo and you'll see it immediately. They start pacing, right? Repetitive movements, signs of anxiety. Now, what do we do for humans? We take them out of nature, put them in windowless offices, tell them to sit and stay all day, and we wonder why stress and anxiety are at all-time highs. Because human beings were never meant to live like this. More than 2,000 years after Hippocrates, the father of medicine, made his observation that the physician treats, but nature heals, modern research confirms it. Hospital patients, well, this is so crazy. Hospital patients with windows overlooking trees recover faster from surgery. They report better moods and require fewer painkillers than those who were staring at a brick wall. See, when humans are chronically disconnected from our natural environments, dis-ease is the inevitable outcome. So what's the remedy for this widespread nature deficiency disorder? Take your butt outside. And light plays a huge role here, right? The first words spoken in the Hebrew Bible are, "Let there be light." Nearly every civilization worshiped the sun and its life-giving properties. Today, science is catching up to what our ancestors knew. Sunlight allows the body, you know this, to synthesize vitamin D, which is actually not a vitamin at all, but a hormone. You didn't know this. It regulates over 1,000 biological processes. It supports bone strength, immune function, brain health, muscle performance, dental health. Yet nearly half of the world's population is deficient because we spend all our time in these buildings. See, low vitamin D levels have been linked to heart disease, cancer, obesity, Alzheimer's. The solution is simple. 20 minutes of midday sunlight several times a week. More if you have darker skin. But whenever possible, spend more time outside than inside. But see, light influences far more than vitamin D. It's biological information entering through the eyes and the skin, triggering so many hormonal and neurological responses. Unfortunately, many artificial light sources emit excessive light, where some people call it junk light. See, junk light, like junk food, disrupts natural rhythms and contributes to inflammation. Your circadian rhythm, which is your body's internal clock, governs all of your hormones. When this rhythm is disrupted, the risk of every disease goes up. Evening exposure to bright or blue light from your phone, TV, anything artificial, it tells your brain, hey, it's daytime, and it delays your sleep. That's why I got these glasses on. And these issues are the reason why pilots, for instance, have the highest incidence of lymphoma than any other profession. Flight attendants have the highest level of hormonal disorders than any other profession. It's all about the blue light, the junk light, and the poor circadian rhythm disturbance. So to support a healthy rhythm, allow natural light to reach your eyes within 30 to 60 minutes of waking. It makes a difference. And in the evening, reduce artificial light exposure by dimming your lights, reducing your connection to all of these screens, and create a darker atmosphere in your home. Again, it's not about doing all of this stuff to perfection, because that's another sickness. It's all about striving for excellence and going back to the original AI, the ancient intelligence. But see, even if you get the external light right, you have to also focus on your internal light. See, research shows that purpose, having a purpose, can add 7 years to your life. It can lower blood pressure, depression. You even earn more money without trying to. So I ask you, are you shining your light with the world as fully as possible? Or are you dimming it under a shade? See, when you have a purpose greater than yourself, your nervous system can relax. And so many people are lost on their purpose. A job is what you're paid for. Your purpose is what you're made for. I believe you were born a creator, and you're not expressing that gift to the world. And so I want to share with you something. And so I want to share with you a way that I can help. This was me. Living in St. Louis, I didn't have any real purpose, but I started getting into this thing called YouTube. I used to work part-time jobs as a mascot, also doing odd jobs. See here, you can see that it's really me behind the mask. And see, my boss would say that making videos was a pipe dream. My first videos got zero views. And for years, I experimented trying new things with little success. And then boom, one video changed everything. I felt like I had cracked the code. And one day Oprah reached out and invited me on her show.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Later, I got invited to speak in front of all of our world leaders, all because of this thing called YouTube. See, expressing my creativity, wanting to make an impact on the world in my own special way. And I know you have that feeling as well. And now is the best time to explore it. You know, Naval Ravikant, the investor, he said, be a creator and you won't have to worry about jobs, careers, and AI. See, I have walked the path of a creator and I can guide you to help get your voice out there and your business out there to help more people. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to teach you everything that I know about everything, about getting out of imposter syndrome, about how to communicate confidently, speak on and off camera, and really make the impact that only you are created to give. See, never before in history has one person been able to reach millions from a laptop. Modern life has created many challenges, but it's also created a few opportunities. And so I started Creator University, not just to teach you how to make videos. You're gonna learn that, but I wanna help you become the kind of person capable of creating a life, business, and message that matters. And if that sounds good to you, click the link in the description to learn more. Because I believe your voice, you watching this, is not only welcomed, it's necessary.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.